Last time we introduced you to the drug treatment court, a shining example of therapeutic jurisprudence at work. The court is a collaborative effort of the Court Management Services and the Ministries of Health and National Security. This week, we'll continue our look at what happens during treatment, and we'll also meet a mother of four who credits the drug court with helping her to get her life back on track. The drug treatment court utilizes a rewards system. Clients are subjected to weekly urine tests and are rewarded if these are consistently negative for the illegal substance. Consistently positive urine tests will result in the court applying sanctions. Resident Magistrate at the Corporate Area Resident Magistrates Court, Stephanie Jackson-Hazley.
Sanctions include imposing reporting conditions, curfew conditions, or even as much as spending a night in jail. We find that the process of sanctioning and providing incentives, that has really worked. And that is really one of the hallmarks of the drug court. That is a part of the judicial supervision process.
If an offender wishes to discontinue treatment, his matter will be referred back to the regular court, where he will be tried and convicted or acquitted. The ultimate goal of the drug treatment court is for individuals to be rehabilitated, to regain their rightful place in society, and become productive citizens.
The drug court basically changes the way that people see the courts. It applies the concept of therapeutic jurisprudence, which is really a concept where lawyers and judges try to look at the law in a richer, fuller way to see what therapeutic agents we can use to bring about change. And that really is the essence of the drug court. Because when an offender enters into the drug court, really it is an alternative to incarceration for him. At the end of the day, he's assured that if he successfully completes the program, he's not going to go to jail. He's not even going to have a conviction recorded against him. In many instances, the offense is totally dispensed with.
Over the years, several persons have jumped at the opportunity for a chance to kick their drug habit and to begin life anew. Monica Jones is among those who have successfully completed the drug court program. We've changed her name to protect her identity. Monica's encounter with the drug treatment court began in January 2010 when she was arrested for possession of marijuana. She had just purchased $400 worth of the drug, intent on furthering a seven-year habit.
Before the police even hold me, I wear that traffic stop, but it's just like, I couldn't suffer from my own. I need help, so I tell the judge that I'm a smoker and need help.
It wasn't smooth sailing for Monica. She hit a bump in the road at the time of her second urine test.
Second time, me positive. When me shouldn't positive, can we go back to smoke? And the judge said, all right, she put me back in custody for 2 nights. And I come back, I must look forward what I decide to do. But me clear, I say, I'm going to try help myself here, and because it's like you're trying to help me. And me tried my best to make it happen again.
It. A positive urine test didn't happen again, and Monica completed treatment after a little over 6 months due to the setback caused by the positive test.
The court, it helped me because I know I'm not smoking again. It's helpful. The flowers, them just look nice to me, the pretty sunshine. Because when you're smoking, it comes like when the sun is shining, it comes like not shining for you.
After completing treatment, Monica was placed on 1 year's probation. She's established a support network with about four others from the treatment program, and they have been encouraging each other in the quest to remain drug-free. The legislation allows for the drug treatment court to be set up in all parishes across Jamaica, but fiscal constraints have restricted the services to Kingston and St. Andrew and St. James.
Drug courts require significant resources in order to be sustained because these individuals require treatment, they require counseling, you have to have a psychiatrist on board, you have to have counselors, and you have to be able to provide them with their educational services to make it worthwhile, to ensure that at the end of the day, once they have completed this program, they are better off for it. It really is the vision of all of us that a time will come when drug courts will be available to all eligible citizens of this country. It would therefore mean that we would have to have a drug court in all of the parishes for that to happen.
Resident Magistrate at the Corporate Area Resident Magistrates Court, Stephanie Jackson-Hazley. A drug treatment court in all parishes will require partnership between government and the private sector. It is hoped that this dream will become a reality in the near future. For more information, visit the Court Management Services website at cms.gov.jm.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.